Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born in 1945, and my father was 65 then, and my mother was 44. So perhaps I need to explain perhaps why they were so old, you know. My father was born in 1880, and he was married I don't know exactly when, but at the end of the 19th century he was married. And he had three children before the First World War. And then he went off to fight in the war in the trenches with his brother. And his brother was killed, but he wasn't. And when he came back, he found that his wife had gone off with someone else. I mean, the actual history behind it, I don't know very well. But anyway, he was without a wife. And there was a tremendous hoo-ha about that and a divorce proceedings, which was very unusual in those days because no one ever did this sort of thing. And then he married again, and he really loved his second wife, and they had two boys. And of these two boys, one of them was killed in the Second World War, and he was a Fleet Air Arm pilot, and he was killed landing on an aircraft carrier in the Pacific. And that really upset my father. But the second wife died, and I should think, at the end of the 20s or beginning of the 30s, something like that. And my father was a soldier, and he was in Gibraltar for some reason, and my mother was with her brother, who was also a soldier, in Gibraltar, and they met. And I suppose they fell in love quite quickly. I don't know how quickly, but they were married. And as I pointed out, there was quite a big difference in age. But they didn't have any children for a very long time. I mean, just say they were married in the early 30s, something like that, and I wasn't born till 45. So there were no children. Perhaps they felt that there were enough children already in the family, which indeed there were. But anyway, I was born in 1945, after the end of the war. And my father had had various jobs. I mean, he was a soldier in the First World War, and between the wars he went. He was in the British Army of the Rhine, so he was in Germany. And really the wars took up a lot of his life, and being a soldier. And then when he finally ceased to be a soldier before the war, he worked